Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every day, the men and women of the NYPD dedicate themselves to protecting this city. That's the job. But the department has a job, too, an unwavering commitment to protecting you. And over the past 2 years, we've been hard at work. New equipment, enhanced training, and the latest technology. All of it with one purpose, keeping you safe. Here's how. 900 bullet-resistant door panels capable of defending you from a submachine gun from point-blank range. A specially designed prisoner restraint system, making transports more secure for you and for suspects. 22,000 new bullet-resistant vests that are 30% lighter, provide maximum coverage, and come with a stab-resistant, long-gun-rated ballistic front plate standard. Enhanced escape hoods that will, for the first time, add protection against carbon monoxide gas. Military-grade, department-provided tactical flashlights that are smaller, brighter, and fully rechargeable. New pepper spray with a solution more than 3 times stronger than what you carry now. And the canisters can be deployed any way you hold it, not just upright. Belt-worn field trauma kits, which include gloves, tourniquets, pressure bandages, and a quick clot agent. Our arsenal of long guns is more than doubling, including lighter, fully automatic models for ESU to accommodate the increased staffing of specialized units like CRC and SRG. And patrol officers will now carry taser devices. Nearly 7,000 members are currently trained, including more than 1,300 NCOs. This more than triples the number of tasers available in the field. New equipment requires enhanced in-service training, and the NYPD continues to set the industry standard. 20K will recur every year, providing you with the latest tactics and communication tools. Our 4-day CIT training has proven to save lives, and it will soon be offered across the department. The NYPD is the most technologically advanced police department in the nation. Every officer is issued a smartphone, and more than 2,000 patrol cars are fitted with a tablet, revolutionizing how we move data to and from officers on patrol. We will finally use one department-wide, reliable UHF radio system transmittable on the street and in the subway. New York's finest deserve the best equipment, training, and technology available anywhere. And now you're getting it, because keeping our city safe begins by keeping you safe.
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. Before we begin, I would like to give you an update from my episode from 2 days ago. So, when you look at... Here, let me go to like my main page. So, when you watch one try-on video, YouTube, you know, obviously tries to be like, oh, he loves try-on videos. Lululemon try-on videos. And there hasn't been any backlash, personally. But there has been a lot of stuff popping up that is concerning. A little concerning. I had no idea there was, like, videos like this on YouTube. But, you know, there's videos that are like try-on sheer top, no bra kind of stuff. And I was like, what is happening? So I just want to give you an update. Do not get started with those rabbit holes because, like right now on my main page, I have come clothes shopping with me, clothing haul, shop with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is happening? And there's more and more try-on haul videos. All I did was play two. Now I am permanently stuck. Can I go to my history? Hold on, we're going to clear my history. And then I feel like I'm hiding something. Yeah, I only watched two. How do I clear? I don't want to clear my entire history. Because I got a show to do. Okay, well, I mean, I got to clear everything or nothing. All right, well, keep it. Whatever. I'll just deal with it. Hopefully it will be smart enough to learn that I am no longer interested. This was a one-time event, and I am no longer interested in said try-on videos until I make my own. Today we're talking about, this is a 2014 marketing fail. It's not really marketing, it's really just, you know, I thought it was a kind of a good faith effort that went awry. So NYPD started a kind of a Twitter photo contest. The hashtag was MyNYPD. Things they wanted were, you know, just like police patrolling the neighborhood. You go up, you give them a handshake or you give them a high five and you post it to Twitter to show, you know, a more positive light to the New York Police Department. And, you know, there's I've been to New York twice, maybe. And the photos, you know, I'm not sure. I know what they were going for. But it really did not react well. Okay, so I'm looking at two right now. So they pretty much called for photos of, you know, my NYPD, the good side, you know, the Twitter version of the positive world, which doesn't exist. Twitter very rarely shows positive things. I had a Twitter account for some time. I did delete it several years ago when I was starting to kind of remove myself from social media. You know, it's been over a year with Facebook. It's been over, I would say, 3 years with Twitter. It's been over 15 years with MySpace. So I never did Instagram or any of the other stuff because I really have nothing interesting to share with people. Nor do I have anyone who would follow me except maybe close friends and family. So I don't really see the point. I can just show them photos of our trips or anything else in real life because I think it's important to experience real life. So I guess I'm just in a weird minority. I do know you know, there is a growing group of people leaving social media because it is, in fact, a toxic environment. And I think this is a good example of my opinion of social media and how dangerous it can be. So the NYPD, they called out for photos, and basically they just got tons of photos of police brutality sent to them with the hashtag. And, but, you know, in my head, I'm like, you know, a lot of these photos are from 3 years prior, you know. A lot of people were tweeting out photos from the Occupy Wall Street protests, you know, different things that are not necessarily, you know, the most recent things. But then you had accounts that were retweeting just news of people that just violence within the city, things that are actual news stories, and then pulled, and then that hashtag was used, and then it was just a hashtag of negativity. And really the worst part of, you know, being a police officer, just everything that you have to go through. I mean, it's not showing the events that took place up to the police brutality. It's just showing the actual police brutality. So it really was a huge mistake to have this kind of campaign. And I'm not saying that there wasn't, you know, valid photos that, you know, might have needed to see the light of day, but it's pretty ugly stuff. And it's definitely not what, you know, it's not the friendly images that the NYPD was expecting from this. And, you know, it's actually, I feel like they could have seen this coming. I remember during COVID, they did the text message, photo text message thing where you could send in photos of people that are breaking the rules. And then they just got a bunch of explicit images sent to them through that channel. So, I mean, this isn't anything new. You know, it's probably something they should probably not do in the future. You know, just kind of stay away from social media. Stay away from anything that requires photos, basically. Because it is something that can kind of lean towards the negative aspect. And we have enough negativity. Honestly, we have enough negativity going on that we don't need to exacerbate it with photos of inappropriate things sent to the NYPD. But the Twitter, you know, it's not necessarily inappropriate. You know, these are actual images. They weren't doctored or anything. So it is real. Right? They might not be the most current photos. If you're tweeting a photo from 2011, just to poison a hashtag, you know, you're allowed to do that. That's fine. But definitely not, definitely backfired. We'll say that. If you look at the hashtag, if you just Google a hashtag, you can see some of the photos, and the commercial for the photos, I mean, they really did have high hopes for this. And as someone who does has done a handful of police charity events, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. So when you want to promote a brand, especially a brand like the police department, detractors are all around you, and one could argue that the majority of them are on Twitter. So let's learn from this. Let's take a lesson from this and leave Twitter out of out of our police departments. You know, I know that locally we use it for like a Crime Stoppers kind of thing, like to send out photos and people that are currently wanted and things like that. I would stick with things like that, you know, to see that that's fine. But when you start requesting positive photos on Twitter, you're going to get the exact opposite. Twitter is not the happiest place on earth. Let's just say that. There's a lot of anger. I remember when I was on there, it was just like, what is happening? This is a new world. Kind of like the YouTube world I'm now in with the try-on hauls. Definitely, you know, there's all kinds of different little things that I've learned doing this season of the podcast. Definitely found some things I didn't expect. And I didn't really know about this. Even though I was on Twitter at this point in time, I don't live in New York, so I guess it really wasn't my business anyway. But I don't really remember it trending or like it really being a big deal. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't necessarily there wasn't a huge outcry after this happened. It was really photos that were resurfaced and the hashtag kind of took a life of its own and did not go well in the end. So that's what happens. That's a risk that you have to understand is possible, right? I mean, not everything is going to go the way you want it when it comes to social media. So if you'd like, feel free to look at some of those photos. I mean, they're kind of old. I think a lot of the actual posts have been removed, but at least the ones that I tried to hunt down. But the my NYPD hashtag is still searchable, and you can see everything that here. Well, I gotta go on Google. My computer, the one that I'm, because I use a Windows-based computer for this. My computer has Bing. So I'm going to go to Google, and I'm just going to do my NYPD. And a lot of them are articles that are relating to this story that I'm covering. But, you know, their original post with NYPD News was really just some cops and a guy, like, not hugging, but, you know, just kind of like, hey, do you have a photo with a member of the NYPD, tweet us and tag hashtag my NYPD. It may be featured on our Facebook. And then it has a picture of just smiley, happy moments, which follows the hatch, follows with somewhat violent images, usually including batons, definitely including handcuffs and violent imagery. So that's just it didn't go well, but mainly it's articles about this backfire, and they're actually worth a read. It's just kind of an interesting idea, and how people reacted is definitely expected, honestly. All right, well I know it's a short episode, but we're talking about hashtags. It's not going to be the most fun-filled episode, but it's not something that led to, you know, the chief of police stepping down or the person in charge of social media apologizing. This was really just a mistake that went viral in the wrong direction than what they wanted. But nonetheless, a failure in marketing. So it had to be said. And I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it. One could say there's a thin blue line between Twitter going positive and negative. Until next time, farewell.